But, and of course, did we have mobile phones then?
No.
No.
Well, yeah. Oh, did we?
Maybe we had a mobile phone.
Yeah, I might have had a personal mobile phone.
I think perhaps we had started having them, and I remember Toby had a pager. Were you a pager person?
No. I had a mobile, I remember, because I was constantly calling Ali. And there was this one time we were playing Cambridge, and I had another breakdown on the way, obviously, so everyone else is packed up in this truck stop. And I turned up in the middle of the night, bloody absolutely pissed off. Like, really, really pissed off. It was like, that's it. I remember turning up, finding Ali, and saying, that's it. I ain't doing this no more. I've had a fucking gutsful. I'm going home. And Ali sat me down in a truck and sweet-talked me. Gave me a raise.
Really?
Yeah. Bear in mind, I think I was the only one who was paid on that tour anyway. Because everyone else got paid depending on whether they made any money or not. But yeah, she gave me a rise and a big fat hoo-ha and said, I know you're having a hard time, but 20 years' time, you look back at this and go, bloody hell, remember all that?
Yeah.
And you'd be thinking, God, they were the best days of my life. And now, 30 years later, I look back and I think, she was bloody right.
Because
it was like, fuck. You know, it was brilliant, really. Yeah. At the time,
we got through, really, yeah, by sheer determination.
Well, that's it. The show must go on. It pretty much always did.
Yeah.
So, good times.
Yeah,
if it wasn't the fact that I had to earn a living, then I'd probably still be with the circus now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't afford not work. Like.
Because the pay hasn't always been brilliant.
Well, no, but
forthcoming, has it?
You know, back then it was. You didn't do it for the money, really. You did it for. I mean, it was an eye opener for me.
Yeah.
And you know. I got into it.
Mm.
That's why I came back and did another tour, like, you know, because it was really enjoyable, you know, and you're living like that and the weather's nice, you can't beat it.
No, it was lovely.
And it was all, you know, afternoon shows. Very rarely we did an evening show.
Mm.
So you had loads of time to just chill and it was nice, it was great. But yeah, it was certainly was an adventure, and there was the other one that stands out to me was we were going from Paisley to Belfast.
Oh yeah.
And we had to drive to Stranraer.
Yeah.
And we left Paisley, and managed to get all the way to Stranraer without a breakdown. And I remember, while Ali went to sort out the ticket, we were sat in the lanes at the entrance. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, we made it here with no breakdowns. Shouldn't have said that. Because then there was this big bang. And one of the air lines, the air hoses for the brakes, split.
Oh, no. Right there as you were getting on the ferry.
Right there as we got there, you know, a few hours early. Mm. You know, we were ahead of ourselves. I think we must have been allowing for a breakdown. It didn't quite happen. So we were there a good few hours early. But an airline broke, or a hose somewhere, and I lost all the air, disappeared from the truck. And when all the air disappears from the truck, the brakes come on. So you can't move it.
Mm.
So now I'm blocking the HGV lane in the port of Stranraer with the port people, you know, shouting and screaming for me to move the truck, which I can't move. Okay, it won't go. It doesn't build up the air to release the brakes. I can't move it. So they ended up bringing two of their tugs, because they bought one of their tugs over there to drag me out with chains. And they couldn't budge me. So they ended up with two tugs dragging me.
With your brakes on.
Yeah. Dragging me out the way. And in the meantime, Tim, who was our trusted mechanic, who he had to bugger off, find the scrapyard, and to try and find a piece of hose to fix me brakes so we could get over, which we managed to do. But, you know, I don't think it was the proper hose, it was just a hose. Because after that, then I kept having problems with the hose breaking. So every repair he did just became another breakdown later on tour. So there, that was just.
So you got put on a different ferry then, presumably?
No, we made the same ferry, yeah. Because we were there, we must have been there a good 5-6 hours earlier than, and you know, cause there was absolutely nobody else there when we got there, you know.
So yeah.
It wasn't too much of a problem.
And I think before that, I remember we parked up overnight on that. Didn't we park up overnight in the...
Services, Stafford Services. Somewhere. North.
Not, no, I don't know if we'd have gone to Stranraer. It was beside the road in
in a lay-by. And yeah. People phoned up, the police came round. Yeah. There was a load of gypsies and pulled into a lay-by.
That's right, yeah. And we stayed there all night. And probably it was a bit like, you know, like when... vehicles go past and you know, vroom, vroom, vroom. So nobody wanted to stay there very long, but it was all right for a pit stop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I didn't go to Stranraer. I didn't go on that leg of the journey. I headed south from there. And then where did you go after Stranraer? Can we remember where you went on the way back?
Well, it was Paisley to Belfast.
And then, I did go then.
Yeah.
What, to Newtown Abbey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think we finished in Belfast. No, or from Belfast, we ended up coming back to Cardiff. Because right. I remember going, wow, we've done four countries today.
Yeah.
You know, started off this morning in Ireland.
Yeah.
Got to Scotland, through England, now Wales.
Yeah, in one day.
Yeah.
Without any breakdowns?
I think that was one of the moves that was... didn't break down.
Lady Luck smiled on you. So then what did you go on to do after No Fit State then? Did you do any of the community shows after that?
I helped on, I can't remember what show it was. There was a project down in, where was it, off Penarth Road, down in...
Dumbles. Back of Dumbles.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what now that here. Show was. Was that Now Here, was it?
Possibly.
I remember helping out on that. But I didn't work with No Fit then until... Taboo? Is it Taboo? The first Taboo.
Okay.
In Coopersfield. Is that
was that Immortal?
Oh, Immortal, sorry, yeah, Immortal. Yeah.
So that's the one I remember you being at, and that was the big community show, wasn't it? Just after Riley had died.
Yeah.
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 The Bad Boys were doing that, weren't they?
Yeah, me and Paul McGuinness.
Tim Hudson.
Yeah, but luckily there was no driving involved with that.
No. No.
And then, you know, I've helped Tom out every now and again when he has a crisis and something needs being somewhere, or, you know.
So what was the latest one of those then?
Well, that was last year or the year before. I get a phone call off Tom because they'd been doing a show down here in John Street. And they were then going to Ireland. So he had two trailers that had to be over in Ireland. From John Street, and he didn't have a working lorry to do it because his lorry was in bits outside. And so I said, yeah, I'll do it. So I came over in my truck, to pick up a trailer to get down to Milford Haven in plenty of time for the 2 o'clock sailing, and then get back to Cardiff, pick up another trailer and get that down ready for the 2 o'clock in the afternoon sailing. So when I get here at 7 o'clock, they hadn't even started loading the trailers yet. So there was no way that was going to happen. So John, the driver who had the truck in bits, managed to put it all back together and get it running. So we eventually, both of us, left here at 10 o'clock in the night. And it was going to take us a good 3 hours to get there. But that ended up taking us a little longer because John's poor lorry wasn't very well. in true circus style, we managed to get there, having stopped two or three times. And when we eventually left there, there was hardly anything working on his truck, no lights, no nothing. So we ended up nursing him back to Cardiff. Driving in front, so at least he could see where he was going.
No lights.
He had no lights on his lorry at all because the batteries were so knackered. The alternator wasn't working. Nothing was getting charged. So
you just dropped the trailers down there.
We dropped the trailers down there. Yeah.
Shipped over.
Yeah.
So it does. And are you expecting to maybe do anything more? You know, they're going to Prague and places this year.
I hope not.
But you know, what do you do now then, Hez? What have you done since doing No Fit?
Well, I left after Treasure Island. Mm. I started working with the Welsh National Opera.
Mm.
And that's where I am still.
Yeah, managing lorries. Tell me about that then.
I'm the head of transport with the Welsh National Opera now, and the lead driver. So I organise everything, work out all the logistics, plan everything and make it all happen.
And how many lorries are under your command?
We got 4 tracked units, or we just sold one. We got 3 tracked units and 13 trailers.
And how do they behave compared with the Seddon?
behave is the operative word there. They do, you know, they're well maintained, well looked after, regularly serviced. That's a reputable dealer. So it's all sort of kosher. And then, you know, any problems is one phone call away. Mm. Because we have, like, you know, fleet sort of we're looked after with the maintenance contracts. nothing's a problem.
I suppose then there's for a lesson from this. There's certain things that you feel that No Fit could do better in lots of ways, but I guess
it wouldn't be No Fit.
I guess that's true.
But it's the same, you know, saying that about the opera. Some of our trailers are 30 years old and falling apart.
Mm.
You know, we could really do with a boost of nice new trailers.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if you're a touring company, then that should be your priority, is being able to tour.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same with the circus. You know, they're a touring circus. They should have, capable of touring. So I'm constantly expecting phone calls off Tom when there's a crisis, which, you know, I'm there as the 4th emergency service when it comes to something needed doing, like, you know.
And I know No Fit State appreciate that, and really it's very difficult to sever the bonds of the company creates sometimes, isn't it? No matter how much we despair of some things.
Well, yeah.
I reckon that's about it, really, for the moment, until we get a few drivers together to perhaps, you know, share some notes. Maybe at some point it would be quite nice to have you in a conversation with John Aston or something, I don't know, or Tim even about lorries, but that was brilliant. I'm going to stop there because I don't know how long that was. 40 minutes.